Yeah, the Black Canyon of the Gunnison and
right.
the Grand. Okay.
Grand
I was wondering about, I know there's not much water around here, but if there was a place where water flowed along and dropped off suddenly.
Be a waterfall.
Okay. Do you have other names that you might use for very fast-moving water? I noticed
rapids.
Okay. Ever hear it called cascades?
Mm-hmm. That would be the waterfall that cascaded over the mountain.
Okay. Okay. And is it ever called? Is it ever called whitewater?
I imagine it is because it makes so many bubbles that I think it would make a foam.
Okay. And so people would call it.
Called whitewater.
Okay. All right, we're almost finished here. I know y'all are getting tired. A couple of questions or several questions about society I wanted to ask you about what people when a man and woman are married and her husband dies, that woman becomes a what?
Widow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And around here, or back in the old days, let's say, not now, but back in the old days, when if a man and woman had a child out of wedlock, what would that child be called? What would people have called it?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure, but I think they used to call them brats.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did they ever call them bastards?
Yes. Yes.
Is that something they would have called? Okay.
And they shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah.
They shouldn't be.
Yeah. Did they ever call them illegitimate?
Yes.
Okay.
And we hear that more all the time.
Yeah. That seems to be the kind of word people
mm-hmm.
use. Okay. I'm wondering around here, and this is another word I never heard back home, a noisy celebration that people might give a couple after a wedding.
Chivalry?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Tell me about that. I don't know a thing about it.
We had one 61 years ago.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, they just, the people all gather,
uh-huh.
and you can have it. We had a dance for them.
Mm-hmm.
We paid for the music, and we served, or we gave them candy and stuff like that. They expect that. And they just have a good time.
When does it take place?
Well, ours took place after our honeymoon.
Okay, so how long after the wedding?
Probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
It could be any time within that time.
Okay. Did they just show up one night or one day,
well,
or did y'all plan
no,
it?
No, we just told them that instead of having a chivalry, we would have this dance at a certain night.
Okay.
And we had a tremendous crowd.
Mm. Mm.
And just like when we had our 50th anniversary, we had well over 400 people at our anniversary party.
A lot of friends.
Lots of people.
Mm.
Lots of friends.
Mm. You said you fed them candy. Did you feed them anything else?
If I remember right, some of the family brought sandwiches or cakes or something.
And did they pull any pranks on you or tricks?
Not that I remember of.
Okay.
After 2 weeks, you know, that the shiny part was kind of gone.
Yes.
And I can't remember that they pulled any tricks on us.
Was did you have to sing for them or serenade them or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Would you say that the chivalry is a sign of approval or disapproval about
approval?
Okay. Would it ever be used as a kind of disapproval of a couple getting married?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm one a small instrument that you play with your mouth.
A mouth harp.
Okay. And the sound that comes out of that, people would call that what? Or any
music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a toy that children play on, that it's a piece of wood.
Teeter totter.
Okay. And the thing inside the chicken that people pull.
Wishbone.
Okay. Did y'all do that growing up?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
How does that work? You two people do what they.